This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I wanted to take this opportunity to share with you dua al-safar, the supplication of travel that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say whenever he would travel from Al-Madinah and he'll go to his destination. This dhikr is very important and I want to comment on its phrases so that we can understand what we're saying as we say this dhikr and this dua. It's very important that you memorize it and also teach it to your children and your friends. Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would travel and he would get onto his camel, firstly he would put his foot on the side step. So you know how the camel has a saddle and then it has these footsteps that you put your foot in and then you get onto the camel. He would put his foot and say Bismillah. And then when he would sit on the back of the camel, he would say Alhamdulillah. Well, ulama rahimahumullah, they said, this is contemporary ulama teaching us, how do we do this when we get into our car or on an aeroplane or on a bus or train or any mode of transport? So if you're getting into your car, you put your foot on the side step of the car, you'll say Bismillah. And when you sit on the seat, you will say Alhamdulillah. And that's similarly like on an aeroplane. Once you get to the door of the aeroplane and you put your foot on the door of the aeroplane, then you will say Bismillah. And when you sit in your seat, you will say Alhamdulillah. Then you will say Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wama kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. You will say, how perfect is Allah? You will declare the perfection of Allah Azza wa Jal. You will praise Him. Subhan. Alladhi sakhara lana hadha. The one who made this for us and He gave us complete control over this ride, over this mode of transport that we are transporting in. Subhan alladhi sakhara lana hadha. And you look at it, you look at your car or an aeroplane. It's a piece of metal. It's a piece of metal. And how does this piece of metal travel through the air? At very, very, very high speeds, covering miles and miles. Subhanallah. And the car as well, the same thing. A piece of metal that just flies on the road, taking you from one place to another. Indeed, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha. That's what you're reflecting over when you say this. You're praising Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who made this for us and gave us control over it. And then we will say, we'll humble ourselves and we say, وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ. And we could have never done this by ourselves. Indeed, if it wasn't for Allah Azza wa Jal's permission, we could have never got this car to move, or this aeroplane to move, or even a horse or a camel or a train, whatever it is, it would have never moved by Allah's permission. وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ. So do not develop an attitude of arrogance whenever you get into your car. Some people, they might have a very luxurious sports car, for example, and he sits in it and he takes by the steering wheel thinking that he has control over this and that he's an expert, he's a master, no one can beat him. He's driver formula number one, whatever it is. وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ. We humble ourselves and we acknowledge that we could have never, ever, ever had the ability to move this transport from one place to another had it not been for Allah Azza wa Jal. And then we say, Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi safarina hadha al-birra wa taqwa wa min al-amali ma tarda. O Allah, we ask you in this travel of ours, piety and taqwa, and that you grant us the ability to do deeds that you are pleased with. When you say this part of a dua, you are reminding yourself that this travel of yours, fill it up with good deeds. You're asking Allah to grant you the ability to do righteous deeds. So that means whenever you ask, what should I do when I travel? Engage in righteous deeds, because this is what you're asking Allah for. Your journey should be filled with dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the worship of Allah, especially the dua. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the dua of the traveler is an accepted dua, wa tasbih, wa tahleel, wa takbir, especially during these days of Dhul Hijjah, read some Quran and don't forget your prayers as well. And then we say, Allahumma hawwin alayna safarana hadha watwi anna bu'dah. You say, oh Allah, make this journey of us, of ours, easy for us, and make us cover its distance quickly and swiftly. Subhanallah. We're asking Allah Azza wa Jal that He make the journey easy and He allow us to cover the distance quickly. Subhanallah. And you know, sometimes you get to your destination and you say, that was quick. Say Alhamdulillah, because it is Allah Azza wa Jal who will give you this feeling of the trip being quick. And then you will say, Allahumma anta as-sahibu fi as-safar wal khalifatu fi al-ahl. Then you will make a dua for two, you will say two things now. Allahumma anta as-sahibu fi as-safar. Oh Allah, you are the companion on the journey. Anta as-sahibu fi as-safar. You're the companion on the journey. And you know how beautiful this is. Because when you leave your home, you leave your family, you leave your friends, you leave your relatives. And as you leave them, they are here in the home, and you're distancing away from them. So now you say, Allahumma anta as-sahibu fi as-safar. Oh Allah, you're the companion during my travel. Allah Azza wa Jal is your companion. And this reminds you that even though you go far away from your family, you're never far away from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal is always there wherever you are. He is with you wherever you are. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ with His knowledge and with His care and with His compassion and with His mercy. Allah Azza wa Jal is always with the believer. أنت الصاحب في السفر والخليفة في الأهل. And you're the one who takes care of our families. Because now you'd be worried for your family that you're leaving them back home. So you remind yourself that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who takes care of them. And when you say these words, you are certain, you are absolutely certain of what you are saying. Subhanallah, we are certain that Allah Azza wa Jal takes care of our family when we leave them and we travel. And then the final part of ad-du'a, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect us from three things. We say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min wa'tha'i as-safar wa ka'abati al-manzar wa su'i al-munqalabi fi al-mali wal-ahl. You say, oh Allah, I seek your protection from the difficulties of this journey and from distressing scenes and from an ill-fated outcome with my wealth and family. You ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect you from wa'tha'i as-safar. Wa'tha' as-safar is the difficulties of the journey, because every journey has difficulties. So you ask Allah Azza wa Jal to get rid of these difficulties for you, whether they are physical difficulties or emotional difficulties. Some people, they experience separation anxiety. Whenever they are separated from their family and from their friends, they become very anxious. So you're asking Allah Azza wa Jal to make these difficulties easy upon you. وَكَآبَةِ الْمَنْظَرِ And from distressing scenes. Meaning you're asking Allah Azza wa Jal to protect you from seeing anything that is distressing. Right? Because when you travel, you could come across a lot of things that are distressing. First time you see them, you might get worried and scared and afraid and terrified. So you ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect you from this, and that you only see that which is good, that which is healthy, that which is contributing to building and enhancing this relationship between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. And then you say, وَسُوءِ الْمُنْقَلَبِ فِي الْمَالِ وَالْأَهْلِ. And oh Allah, protect me from an ill-fated outcome with my wealth and family. Meaning you're asking Allah Azza wa Jal to protect your wealth and family, so that when you come back to them, you see them all in one shape. You see your wealth, it's still there, preserved and protected by Allah's permission. You see your family still there, in their good health, and in their good emotional state, and a physical state. And you say Alhamdulillah for that. So you ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect you from these matters. Wallahu alam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.